Looking to pick up the next home run king?
High drive left field. Going back. Boom. Stand. Baby.
Or are you still trying to figure out who some of your guys are?
Paul Goldschmidt, and that ball is gone. Oh, wow. Upper deck.
Whether you're sifting through the waiver wire for sleepers or just trying to keep your team in the race.
He went onto the rolled up tarp. What a play by Nolan Arenado.
We've got your bases covered.
At the wall, leaping. Oh, play! George Springer has just kept this game tied in the bottom of the 10th.
It's the Can of Corn Cast with Andy Greenberg on ArizonaSports.com.
My, oh, my!
Oh, my goodness, we have an intro. Yes, that is right. We do have an intro. Big thanks to Jake Kaplan for the imaging there. I'm so excited to get going. This is the Can of Corn Cast. My name is Andy Greenberg. We are on ArizonaSports.com, and we are off and running with the Fantasy Baseball Podcast. I'm so excited, so let's get right to the starting five.
The starting five.
Yes, every week we will go over the top five hitters and top five pitchers in Major League Baseball for fantasy baseball. We're also going to do the top five hottest hitters and pitchers in the game. However, I like to wait until May to start doing that because in April, rankings are really volatile. Guys are still kind of trying to settle in or get their stroke going. So I like to hold off on the hottest of the past week. We'll start that once we hit May. But today I've got the top five hottest pitchers for you, and I got the top five hottest hitters for you in baseball overall since the start of the season. And we begin at number one with Nelson Cruz.
Here's the American League home run and RBI leader, Nelson Cruz.
Hit well. Deep. Gone. Boom stick, baby. A line drive. Home run by Nelson Cruz is ninth. And the Mariners have a 1-0 lead.
Yeah, you might recognize that boomstick baby from the intro. That's Dave Sims on Root Sports Northwest, Seattle Mariners broadcaster. That's because Nelson Cruz hit a giant home run yesterday, and if Dave Sims sounded a little relaxed in that call, it's because that dinger went about maybe 7 or 8 rows into the upper deck in left field. So wait till a warm night when the ball carries a little bit. We might see Nelson Cruz become the first player ever to hit a ball out of Safeco Field onto Royal Brome in left field. That's definitely possible. Cruz, best hitter in baseball right now. He is hitting .328. That's 21 of 64. He leads the league in home runs with 9. He leads the league in RBIs with 18. All these stats through Friday, April 24th. Nelson Cruz also 11 runs scored. Number two on this list is Adrian Gonzalez. He's 25 of 62. That's good for a ho-hum 403 batting average. 6 homers, 15 RBIs, 14 runs for Agon. Adam Jones of the Baltimore Orioles is number three. He's actually hitting better than Adrian Gonzalez. 413 on this young season, 26 of 63. So I guess if Adrian Gonzalez gets a hit in his next at-bat, he will be hitting 26 of 63 as well. But I digress. Adam Jones, 6 homers, 16 RBIs, 14 runs scored. Joey Votto is number 4 of the Cincinnati Reds. He's 22 of 64 so far. That's good for a .344 average. 6 homers, 15 RBIs, 12 runs, and something that none of the three before him have, a pair of stolen bases. Number 5 is Lorenzo Cain, outfielder for the Kansas City Royals. Went undrafted in most leagues. I got lucky. I was able to pick him up. He's one of my outfielders. He's hitting .390, 23 of 59. 2 homers, 12 RBIs, 13 runs, and 5 stolen bases. However, if you are a Lorenzo Cain owner, you might want to bench him, because he's been suspended 2 games for his role in the Royals brawl with the White Sox. Really, it should just be Yordano Ventura suspended for instigating, because that's just ridiculous what he did, yelling at Adam Eaton as he's going down the base path. But Lorenzo Cain getting involved. He was one of the batters beaned, so I don't blame him for getting involved, and he's been suspended 2 games. He might appeal, he might not. No word has come out about that yet, so I'd leave him on your bench for now. Normally, I do 5 players, but I have to mention number 6. It is Devin Travis, Toronto Blue Jays. Who, you might be asking yourself? Yes, Devin Travis, Toronto Blue Jays. You're out of nowhere All-Star candidate this year. 21 of 56. He's hitting .375. He has 5 homers, 16 RBIs, 12 runs, and a steal as well. To the pitching. We've got a king on top. Another Mariner, and it's King Felix Hernandez. He is 3-0, three quality starts on the season, 28 innings pitched, 32 strikeouts, a 1.61 ERA, 0.79 whip. Chris Archer is the number two starter. He's in Tampa, 2-2 with a pair of quality starts, 25 and a third innings, 30 strikeouts, a 1.07 ERA, 0.83 whip. He was the Tampa Bay opening day starter. So that's how he's got four starts so far under his belt. The next three guys are all 2-0 with four quality starts. Scott Kazmir, 27 and a third innings, 30 strikeouts, an ERA a fraction under one, and a .88 whip. Greinke, Zach Greinke of the Dodgers, once again, 2-0, four quality starts, 26 and two-thirds innings, 21 strikeouts, a 1.35 ERA, .79 whip. And we move on to what I think is the most impressive so far, and that's Dallas Keuchel, keeping it up from last year with Houston, had a breakout season for the Astros, and is continuing to crush it. Through four starts, he is 2-0, four quality starts, but he also leads the league in innings pitched with 29, 18 strikeouts, a .62 ERA, and a .83 whip. And if it wasn't for Felix Hernandez being pulled after five innings for a precaution due to a sore quad a couple starts ago, he'd be the innings leader because he's at 28. At least he'd be tied with Keuchel. But no, Dallas Keuchel in the first place Houston Astros. That is right, the first place Houston Astros as of the end of Friday, April 24th. And Dallas Keuchel leading the way for them, crushing it for Houston. All right, that's the starting five. Next week, we will have the hottest hitters in the game in the past week to go along with this. Coming up next, though, hey, batter, batter, it's Dugout Chatter. All the good closers are taken. You only have one or two, so what do you do? That is next in Dugout Chatter. This is the Can of Corncast. I'm Andy Greenberg on ArizonaSports.com.
It's the Can of Corncast with Andy Greenberg, only on ArizonaSports.com.
And we're back on the Can of Corncast. We're about to talk closers, but first, I want to talk about all the different ways you can find me online. I'm on ArizonaSports.com. Just search Can of Corncast or Fantasy Baseball. You can find me on my Twitter page at AndyTheG. That's great. Got a link to this podcast hosting site. You can find me on Facebook, Facebook.com/SportsAndyLikes. And you could also find my podcast hosting page if you really want, podomatic.com/fanballweekly. Or if you have the podcast app, just search Andy Greenberg and then you'll see it. Can of Corncast. Good stuff. All right. Hey, batter, batter, time for Dugout Chatter. And all the good closers are taken. You've only got one or two. And what do you do? Well, I've got three options for you for moving forward. Option number one. Find a relief pitcher who is performing well and just put him on your roster. In roto leagues, I think this is a great idea. It helps bring that ERA and whip down, add some strikeouts, and if you count these stats, it is helpful with the strikeout-to-walk ratio, also strikeout-per-nine ratio, if that's something you're looking for. Make sure you kind of vet out who you're looking at. In head-to-head leagues, you might be better off getting five innings pitched in a week from a good reliever over a shaky starter. And I think that in either situation, you're very likely to vulture a save, especially if you got a guy who's a setup man and the closer has been going for a couple days or he just had a struggle. It's always nice to do that and try to vulture a save. Great examples of guys like this. Yimmy Garcia, the Dodgers, he's 18% owned in Yahoo leagues. Unbelievable. 16 strikeouts in 9 2/3 innings so far. Joaquin Benoit, the San Diego Padres, he's 70% owned. He's got three wins already and a save, but, you know, Craig Kimbrell's the closer there, so he's not going to get those chances. But pretty good 10 innings, 11 strikeouts, not so bad. Plus, he's got a save, picked up a couple wins. You never know what's going to happen there. If you're in a really, really deep league, and good relievers are scarce, like you count holds or something, try to go for Carson Smith, Seattle Mariners, 2% owned, doesn't have a record, but in 7 2/3 innings, he has 10 strikeouts. He hasn't given up any earned runs, and he has a .78 whip. The Mariners really like him. He's by far and away been the best pitcher out of that bullpen, and so Carson Smith would be a good idea. I'm just going to throw another Mariner name out there, too. Yoervis Medina. Yeah, Y-O-E-R-V-I-S, Yoervis Medina. All right, option number two. Remember, option one, find a good reliever. Just stick him on your roster. Option two, find out who the struggling closer is and pick up his setup man. So there's plenty of places online that list closer depth charts. I really like a site called closermonkey.com. Here I am giving away secrets and also free promotion. MLB.com and ESPN.com also have closer depth charts. Really, Yahoo has it. Anywhere that covers baseball has a pitching depth chart. You can check that out. Much like option one, this guy that you pick up is going to have a shot at vulturing saves because he's in that setup role, especially if their team's on a hot streak, the closer's been pitching a lot, yada, yada, yada. If you're hoping for this guy to move to closer, like I said, don't pick up Joaquin Benoit. Kimbrel's ahead of him. Other examples in this situation, don't pick up anybody from the Reds because they have Aroldis Chapman. The Brewers because they have K-Rod, Francisco Rodriguez, or the Los Angeles Angels, they have Houston Street. Avoid relief pitchers on those teams because they're not going to get any shot whatsoever except for if there's an injury if they want to be that closer. And this strategy works really well in the closer by committee situations. So in Toronto, you've got Miguel Castro, Roberto Osuna, and their opening day closer, Brett Cecil. So all those guys are kind of by committee. Right now it's Miguel Castro, but Osuna's getting some time. Cecil's getting some time. There's some vulturing going on. Not a lot's really been set in stone there. So Toronto going by a closer by committee. Same with the Yankees, Andrew Miller, Dean Betances, and David Carpenter. I think Miguel Castro and Andrew Miller are on the top of the depth chart, I think, but they are on the top of the depth chart. The other guys are going to get save opportunities. They put together a string of strong outings. Who knows? That could be helpful, too. Or option number three, you play the waiting game. That's the least fun and the least interesting out of all these options, but it's all right if you don't have anybody worth dropping or if you don't really want to run the risk of adding a relief pitcher who's not going to get you any saves. And it's just best to wait for the next guy to emerge and pounce on him in free agency. That's simple. Just wait. Coming up next is the free agent pool. We'll take a dip in the deep end. We'll also give you a bonus free agent available that I think can help any team. Plus, we'll swim around in the Chase Field pool, and I'll let you know who's available in Diamondback land. That's all coming up next. It's the Can of Corncast. I'm Andy Greenberg.
Now we play the waiting game. Oh, the waiting game sucks. Let's play Hungry Hungry Hippos.
It's the Can of Corncast with Andy Greenberg, only on ArizonaSports.com.
You are listening to the Can of Corncast on ArizonaSports.com, or maybe on your podcast app, or maybe on your computer. But I'm Andy Greenberg. You're listening to me, that's for sure. And you also like fantasy baseball, because this is the Can of Corncast, where a can of corn, easy fly ball, and we make it easy for you to win at fantasy baseball. Yes, got my notes here. Ready to go, let's take a dip in the free agent pool.
Shift is on. Deep drive, right field, fair ball, it's gone. It is gone! See ya! Another two-run home run for Mark Teixeira, and the Yankees lead 5-0.
Yeah, swimming around in the shallow end of the free agent pool. That's guys 51-75% owned in Yahoo leagues. In the shallow end, it's Mark Teixeira. He is 54% owned. Got an iffy batting average, hitting .218 so far this year, but very strong power numbers. 11 runs, 7 homers, 17 RBIs. Great pickup if you need first base or utility help. He's got that low average, but really strong power numbers, and Teixeira always seems to start off his seasons really, really slow and then get hot around mid-May and into the summer. So if you need a first base or utility guy, Mark Teixeira, definitely. Swimming around in that pool, that's my 26% to 50% range. It's Jimmy Nelson, 39% owned, starting pitcher for the Milwaukee Brewers. 1-1 so far on the year, a pair of quality starts. 20 total innings pitched, 17 strikeouts, and good average numbers here. 1.35 ERA and a .70 whip. He's been on Milwaukee's prospect list. He pitched okay for a rookie in 2014. 2-9 in 12 starts. ERI just under 5. 57 Ks in 69 innings, though. But we often see improvement out of guys like this. They pitched really well in the minors, had a tough cup of coffee, get that offseason going, start the year in the majors, and then do really well because check out his minors numbers last year. 3.12 career ERA in the minors. and a 0.97 strikeout per inning pitched ratio. That one I just came up with by myself, but that's a pretty damn good number. That's nearly a strikeout per inning, and if you're high on Ks, that's the spot to go. Jimmy Nelson, 39% owned pitcher for the Milwaukee Brewers. I got a bonus swimmer. This guy's swimming around the free agent pool, too. I drafted him. His name is Brock Holt. You may have heard me talk about him in the demo episodes. He is a utility man for the Boston Red Sox. And when I say utility man, I mean it. If you're playing Yahoo Fantasy Baseball, he is eligible at first base, second base, third base, shortstop, and outfield. That is a utility player. And how about this? He's 14 of 33 so far this year, good for a .424 batting average when he's out there. All about eligibility with this guy. He played 106 games. He had .281 in 2014. This is someone that can have incredible value for your team. If a Red Sox starter goes down with an injury or they need a day off, Brock Holt's to fill in. He is the best non-everyday starter to have on your roster because of that versatility. So he's 30% owned. Brock Holt plays 1B, 2B, 3B, shortstop, and outfield. If you're swimming around the deep end of the free agent pool and you're looking for a shortstop, the deep end, you're looking for somebody less than 25% owned. That's Adani Echeverria, 15% owned shortstop for the Miami Marlins. If you're having trouble there, you should jump on this guy now. He so far is 21 of 64, good for a .328 average on this young season. Got 14 runs, one homer, 10 RBIs, and a steal. Been on fire lately. He's 12 of his last 24. For those who know math, that's a .500 batting average. 8 runs, 5 RBIs, and a steal in the past week. Adani Echeverria hanging out in the deep end of the pool. Also, sitting on the side of this free agent pool is that golden sombrero. Usually it means a 4-strikeout game. Well, on the can of corn cast, it's a player worth dropping due to a terrible week. And you know who's wearing that golden sombrero? Nobody. And nobody should be wearing the golden sombrero right now. We're not even a month into the season. You should not be considering dropping somebody if you're second-guessing yourself whatsoever. Like, there's a guy like Jason Kipnis. He's been struggling a little bit over the past 2 weeks, but he's not wearing the hat just yet. If he continues to struggle, it might be time to let him go because he hit .284 in 2013. He hit .240 in 2014. Right now he's hitting .224. No homers, 3 runs, 4 RBIs, and he's playing every day. It's a little ridiculous. So unless he can turn around soon, might be time to start looking for a new second baseman. If you think that Adrian Beltre is wearing that golden sombrero, you are ridiculous. He's hitting .175 this season. Pretty bad for Beltre, but he has 2 homers. This has been one of the most consistent hitters in Major League Baseball for the past decade. Do not think about dropping Adrian Beltre because of his terrible average. And on the contrast, Adam Jones is not going to hit .413 for the rest of the season. So if you've got a guy hitting under .200, just remember, nobody's going to hit over .400 for the season. Things will even out just a little bit. So take a step back. It's early in the season. Nobody's wearing that golden sombrero. And we're going to take a dip in the Chase Field pool. It's out in right center field. Probably got some Diamondback free agents swimming around in there, right? This is Arizona Sports 98.7.com. We're the flagship station of the Diamondbacks. We know there's some guys out there in the pool like Yasmani Tomas. He's up. He made it. He's with the big club, and he's only 44% owned. So he's swimming around. At first, he was brought up to be a bat off the bench, which I think was a stupid idea. If they want to get him regular time, they want to get him reps in the field at different positions, he should not be in the majors as a bench bat, period. However, a few days later, third baseman Jake Lamb hits the DL. That opens the door for Tomas to get some major league time at third base. Now, Chip Hale really needs to understand that Aaron Hill and Cliff Pennington are the ones that should be on the bench and Tomas in the lineup every day. And while Nick Ahmed has been fantastic, fantastic in the field at shortstop, he's hitting .128. It's worse than Hill's .154 and worse than Pennington's .182 and worse than Chris Owings' .222. So give those at-bats to Tomas and let him get the hang of major league pitching. It's a really simple message. So far, he's hitting over .400. Granted, I think he's only had like 2 or 3 starts and a couple pinch hits, but he has a stolen base, and he's hitting. He's hitting more than Ahmed and Hill and Pennington and Owings. Put this man in the lineup. The other four can shuffle those three positions. Short, second, I mean, and bench, really. Short, second, and bench. Those are the three positions that those other guys should be playing while Tomas stays at third. If you want to put Tomas in the outfield, one of those guys can play third base. Super easy to work it, and I think Tomas should be starting every single day. I don't care what Chip Hale and Dave Stewart say. If he's not going to be starting every day in the majors, he needs to be starting every day in the minors. He needs to get used to the American style of the game, although it's not really different from Cubans, but you got all sorts of people from all across the world, and he needs to learn how to face that type of pitching. I think he should be playing every day in the majors, but he's only 44% owned, so if you agree with me, go pick him up. Yasmani Tomas swimming around in that Chase Field free agent pool. Okay, coming up next, it's the on-deck circle. Yeah, up next, on deck, but not how you think. We're looking at guys that are either just getting called up or still in the minors that you can put on your watch list or stash on your roster because I think that they are going to be studs in 2015. We'll be right back. I got a batter and I got a pitcher for you to keep an eye on. It's the Can of Corncast. Andy Greenberg here. We'll see you in a couple seconds.
It's the Can of Corncast with Andy Greenberg, only on ArizonaSports.com.
Andy Greenberg back here with you on the Can of Corncast, our fantasy baseball podcast on ArizonaSports.com. Can of Corn, easy fly ball, and we make it easy for you to win at fantasy baseball with our segment we like to call the On Deck Circle. So we've got one guy who's already in the majors, one guy waiting in the minors who got a cup of coffee last year. Let's see who's up first.
And the first major league hit for Addison Russell. A single into center. Get that baseball.
Yeah, Addison Russell, currently only eligible at shortstop. Very soon will also be eligible at second base, as that's where he is playing in place of Arizmendi Alcantara, who the Oakland Athletics have gotten very tired of watching play second base. So although Russell is only 2 of 18 so far, he's got a run and an RBI, but he is one of the top infield prospects in the game. And the Cubs want to give him time to play, so they called him up, and he's playing nearly every day. Somebody to watch. I stashed him on my roster because Alexi Ramirez, who's my shortstop, was having a terrible year so far, so I figured why not get a little bit of insurance just in case. And I'll probably hang on to Russell for a little bit, maybe try to trade him if he gets hot, and so does Ramirez, but we'll see. Anyways, definitely somebody for you to get on your watch list. Last year, he was acquired from the Athletics in the Jeff Samardzija trade at the deadline. Russell finished 2014 in the minors with a compiled 295 batting average in 68 games, 39 runs, 13 homers, 45 RBIs, most of that coming in AA. He spent 11 games in AAA this year, hit 318, a homer, 9 RBIs, 7 runs, and a steal. So might just take a little bit to get used to that pitching in the majors, but I think Addison Russell is definitely a great place to go if you need help at second or short, or if you just want to stash a great rookie with great potential. In the minors currently, who got a cup of coffee last year, he was up with the Astros, but he's been traded in the offseason as well. And I wrote down the pronunciation, so I hope I do this right. It's Mike Foltynewicz. Foltynewicz? Foltynewicz. You choose. His name is Mike, and his lab, people call him Folty, and that's not a joke. People really call him Folty. He's a prospect that was acquired by the Atlanta Braves in the trade that sent Evan Gattis to Houston. Folty's got a history of high strikeout numbers in the minors. He had 102 strikeouts in 102 and two-thirds innings in AAA last year. Even had 14 Ks and 18 and two-thirds with Houston in September, though he finished with a 5.3 ERA. Really, he just wasn't ready. And Houston wanted to get him some major league time at the end of a lost season. Now with Gwinnett, that's the Braves AAA affiliate, mowing people down again. So watch out for Folty. 21 strikeouts in 16 and two-thirds innings with a 1.62 ERA. That's a total of 3 earned runs there. High walks, but with 7, not, you know, it's not too bad. Pretty high, though, for what you're looking for, but he's already thrown a complete game shutout, so I'll take that. He will absolutely, unquestionably be a part of the Braves' rotation at some point in time this year because Trevor Cahill and Eric Stoltz will not last as starters, and Atlanta will continue their youth movement. So here's the deal. Eric Stoltz is 35. Trevor Cahill, 27. They both have struggled mightily to open the season. The youth movement I'm talking about? Well, the rest of their three starters are all 24. Julio Teheran, Alex Wood, and Shelby Miller, another guy acquired via trade in the offseason. And I think Folty's going to stick. He's only 23. So let's do it. Mike Foltynewicz. Folty, as I'll call him. I'm picking him up, and I'm going to stash him in my NA spot. I want that guy on my roster when he gets called up. And Addison Russell, too, like I said, I've already got him on there, kind of hanging on to see what's going to happen. He's had a lot of offers so far, but the Cubs want to give him a lot of opportunities to play. I wouldn't be shocked if they sent him back to the minors, but I also wouldn't be surprised whatsoever if they kept him in the majors for a little while. All right. That's it. That's the Can of Corncast. We went through it all. We did the starting five. We did Hey Batter Batter Dugout Chatter. We did the free agent pool. We got On Deck Circle. Oh, this is fantastic. This is great. We'll be back next week with a lot more. We're going to help you win at fantasy baseball because we are a can of corn. And like I said at the top of the show, at the top of each segment, can of corn, easy fly ball to track down. We make it easy for you to win at fantasy baseball. So that's it. I'm Andy Greenberg. Thanks for listening, and we'll talk next week.
The Can of Corncast is brought to you by ArizonaSports.com and 98.7 FM.
Hey, Lloyd, do some delivery for the truck to the airport.
Thank you very much.